Greetings, my fellow Bible scholars. This week's lesson is entitled, Jesus Teaches About Fulfilling the Law. If you have not already read the lesson text, I invite you to read it first before hearing this commentary. It is always better to form your own thoughts before listening to the thoughts of others. The text is a continuation of the beginning of what has come to be known as the Sermon on the Mount, which consists of chapters 5 through 7 in Matthew. Parts of this complete passage is also found in Luke and Mark. Today's lesson focuses on verses 13 through 20. One of the main themes here is walking the walk of the talk. One of the primary weaknesses in contemporary Christianity is how little we value the importance of holy living. Jesus emphasizes the importance of being a changing influence upon the culture. He uses the metaphors of being both salt and light. Salt changes the flavor and acts as a preservative. His disciples are called to change the flavor or behavior of the world in order to help save or preserve it. Light is needed in order for people to see where they are going. His disciples are to be beacons of truth and hope, to guide people out of the darkness of ignorance and despair, none of which is possible when the people his disciples are called to help don't see any transforming power or distinction from themselves and those who say they are Christ's disciples. He then points out that the current leadership doesn't practice what they preach and urges his disciples not to imitate them in this regard. He makes it clear that the status quo is not going to make it and that his disciples must not just talk the talk, but also walk the walk. In our own society, we have those we consider highly desirable citizens and those we look on as dregs to society. Jesus compared those who break and teach others, either directly or indirectly, the commandments, and those who keep and teach others to keep, either directly or indirectly, the commandments, to these two groups of people in society. You have those who are most desirable, which are the greatest, and least desirable, which are the least, in any kingdom. In conclusion, fulfilling the law is accomplished by becoming and remaining an agent by which people can change their lives. Instead of changing the people and culture, far too many in the church are being influenced instead of influencing. This concludes my commentary for Sunday, July 7th. Feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and questions online in the comments section. Thanks for listening.